Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Honey, everyone. Today we're going to talk about Parkinson's disease and the natural remedies that we can use for Parkinson's, because Parkinson's disease is a bit of we're just not getting the proper dopamine effects into our body to move our body properly. And so we're just not connecting right with our charges to move our muscles and our legs and our arms, everything properly. So then we get a bit of Parkinson's in there. So let's see what causes Parkinson's. We'll see how we can treat it. And what can we do to help out our family and friends? Parkinson's is a disease that a lot of us don't understand. Now, Parkinson's is part of the nervous system diseases, and it mostly affects kind of older people, maybe beginning after 50, which is older because I'm only a year away from 50. When you become 50, you don't think you're older, but then you look at the kiddies that are 16, like my godson. He's just a kid. He's just a baby. He'll always be my baby. And you got the 25-year-olds. You know they're adults, but you still, they've got some learning to do. Then we're getting up into the 30s, and now we're in our 50s, and there's going to be some diseases that we start to look at because our body's just starting to age. It's genetics. It's parts of life. It is our lifestyle and things like that. We're just getting older. What can we do, right? Now, Parkinson's. Now, this disease is very hard to live with because it restricts our mobility. It makes daily activities hard, increasingly difficult, because it's our nervous system, and our nervous system controls our thoughts, it controls our muscles, it controls our movements. So Parkinson's is a progressive disease, which means that in most cases, it's going to gradually get worse. Now, Parkinson's will require nursing care. The disease and its exact cause is not known, but there are effective treatments for this disease. As we had said, that it develops slowly, gradually. Sometimes you got just barely noticeable tremors, just one hand. Sometimes you got to be careful, though, because some of your tremors could be side effects of a different medication. So always make sure you have a good doctor and that you know what's going on in your own body. It causes stiffness and slowing of movements. Sometimes your speech becomes a little softer or slurred, and maybe your arms and things aren't moving as much as they used to while you're walking. Medications. Surgery. These are things that are options for Parkinson's. And what we're going to do is we're going to kind of look at our natural remedies and things that we can take from Mother Nature and Grandmother Earth, and things that we can use on our own. Our omega-3 is always a big thing for helping our bodies, because one of the depression symptoms is for Parkinson's. And so this is going to help with anything going on there, along with some of our depression things that we had talked about in our other shows. Some other factors that occur during our Parkinson's: poor posture, depression, urinary problems, trouble speaking, digestive issues, trouble sleeping, skin problems, voice changes, and sexual dysfunction. So Parkinson's really affects a lot of our body. Body movements, body thought patterns, everything. Now, our natural treatments that we're going to look at, raw foods. We want to improve this condition and kind of just see, like, can we really get a good grip on this? Because it affects so many different things. So when we look at those different things that it affects, we can also take herbal remedies for those different causes. We can really look at Parkinson's as a whole, or break it down to these individual issues and go at it like that. Now, they say that it's a brain and dopamine issue. So we'll look into maybe boosting our body's own healing process, right? Raw foods, raw fruits and vegetables provide the antioxidants, and that helps kind of reduce our free radical damage. Also lowering our inflammation that may be occurring in our brain. High fiber foods, constipation is common among Parkinson patients. So we want to make sure that you really eat a lot of fiber, kind of stay adequately hydrated. Just improving your whole system in general, releasing your toxins, bowel movements, urinary tract, things like that. Healthy fats. That helps support our neurological health. You can have wild catfish, avocado, coconut, sprouted nuts or seeds like walnuts and flax seeds. These are going to help us. These are healthy fats. Olive oil, vitamin E, those both act as antioxidants. Coconut oil and palm oil, include those in our diets. They're great for anti-inflammatory. The omega-3, three times a day. I mean, three times a week, several times a week, several times weekly. A couple fish here and there. I love fish. Remember when they had the big juicing idea, vegetable juicing? You can do that, fresh vegetable juicing. That's going to help with constipation as well as getting your vitamins and minerals in your body. And your body's going to be able to absorb them easier because they're already broken down. Having protein at dinner only, keeping your protein levels moderate. This is going to help. And green tea, helping fight that free radical. 3 cups a day. Those are some ideas. And what do we want to do? We kind of want to reduce our protein, so we want to eat it only once a day. And those omega-3s are fantastic. We want to decrease our processed food, the artificial sweeteners. We want to discontinue our alcohol and really watch out for any food allergies that might be happening. I like bergamot because it's a blood cleanser. It really helps out, like, cleansing your blood and getting anything out there that's just floating around. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbin'.